Oh my gosh, I have.
Welcome.
No, that wasn't a setup. That wasn't a setup. No, I
had it should
that,
have
like,
been.
It should have, but I literally legitimately had like a burning feeling in my nose. Like, you know, like when sometimes like when you like swallow something and sometimes it like goes up and like into the back of your nose and you're like, ah, shit.
Remember that giant water bottle I have? Mm-hmm. I was at the gym and I was drinking and I just filled it full of ice. An ice cube went up my nose and I did a crunch and it shot out of my nose.
Yikes.
Like a full ice cube. It had barely melted. It's like, oh my God. Not like a full ice cube in like the regular size, but like.
I would hope a full ass ice cube didn't come flying out of your nose.
Full size, like oh half my moon God. Ice cube.
That would hurt so bad.
Oh, sir, are you okay?
You just see the end of it hanging out of your nostril, like
there's blood.
You're gonna die.
Give me one second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, my default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Oh, shit.
Anyways,
I'm unprepared.
Yeah, shall we finally introduce this thing?
Welcome to another episode of the Absurdity Podcast.
The cast of pods.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Absurdity69.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch us on YouTube at Absurd Entertainment.
There you go.
Follow us on Patreon where starting this week, we will have exclusively Off the Rails. You will not be able to watch or listen for free anymore. So go look up. It's actually Absurdity Pod.
It's not, yeah. God forbid you pay us a dollar.
But it's a dollar.
It is a dollar a month.
A month.
$1 a month. You won't even notice that it's gone.
Yep,
you'll be like, wow, I can't afford half a Coke right now.
Half a Coke.
Yep. So just, you know, yeah, sign up.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, do that. We are here continuing on our month of October.
Woo, the spooky scary.
We will have another cryptid.
Yep. Got one lined up for us. Bam! This week.
I have a couple news stories we're going to read to you guys.
Yep.
And we have a different segment planned for later.
We have a different segment planned for later. And I also have a Halloween themed top 10 to go through.
I'm
so,
cool with that.
So get right into it. I am Cameron. And yeah. Did you know?
And yeah, did you know that I'm Cameron?
No. Well, yeah, did you know that? I know. Did you know that T-shirt is actually short for Tyrannosaurus shirt? You know, because the short arms.
I was going to say short sleeves.
You were so pleased. You're half chuckle there. Moving on.
It wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't as good as the dog ball. The dog ball has been the best so far.
I'll get some good ones.
I mean, all that matters, you keep trying, my guy.
Yeah. You fail every attempt you don't attempt. What? It's true, though.
I mean,
okay, it's true. It is true, but it just came out
Is it
wrong.
Failure without even trying, though?
Yeah, is yeah. it? I think it depends on the action.
You don't succeed on any attempt you don't attempt.
There you go. That one makes sense.
I'm attempting to not succeed in life. And hell am I succeeding in that.
There you go. What up, guys? I am DK. This week... Man, I thought I had a fact on the way here. But I forgot it. I just forgot it.
No. We are so unorganized with our information.
Well, yeah.
We really need to start writing shit down.
Well, that's the thing is I wrote so much shit down for today that I didn't even think about the fact. So, you know what? This week's fact is a rain check fact. You know, we'll come back to it next week.
So next week,
it's not going to rain.
No, it's not.
Am I rain next week?
Am I rain next week? It's a check for the rain next week. I'll pay you $2 for some rain.
$2 for your greatest... rain, sir.
Your freshest rain.
There's your rain check.
Yep.
Hello, everybody.
I'll let my accountant know about that one. What's this $2 check you wrote? It's for rain.
It's for rain. I needed the rain.
Yeah, God. Take my money. Anyways, Jake here. Pleasure to see you guys. And for me, I also don't have an interesting fact.
Wow. Okay.
Two for two.
Well, once again, I also had a fact... I am. Oh, no, I had one 2 weeks ago.
No, I'm saying there's three of us.
Oh, yeah, there's three of us. Two for three.
Didn't come with anything.
So, you know, overall a failure. just like my life, 1 out of 3.
Look who's getting the paycheck this week.
I'll give you
all $4.86 go in my bank account.
Someone's got to carry this podcast this week.
I will say mine won't be a fact, but more of a PSA to stay hydrated. What? PSA.
Oh,
I think. But instead, I have a penis.
No, it sounded like you said I have a PSA to.
A PSA to.
I was like, what? What is that?
It's my new PS Vita. I do have one of those somewhere, surprisingly, and it has Call of Duty Black Ops on it, and that's all it has. Interesting. But
that's all it needs.
But stay hydrated, stretch, and keep smiling.
Aw, wholesome.
I don't want to smile. And I don't want to stretch.
There's a smile, right? You're hiding it. Give it 37 seconds. He will be smiling. 37 seconds.
Can't handle the smile.
Nope.
Anyways, how you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Anyways.
He's going to not smile the rest of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's going to be like super like not emotional, no smiling.
Just and like, ironically, a weirdly deep voice.
Yeah. For no reason.
It's my serious voice.
This is my serious voice.
My serious voice.
This is how my kids know when I'm mad at them.
Bryson, get in here right now.
Get in here, Bryson.
I'm just so ready to bust out my dad
voice. Emily, finish your homework.
I never get to bust out my dad voice, only because I don't get to yell at people. Just be like, hey!
That's because you're not dad, and that hurt my ears.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
Don't do that again. That was a no-no.
Don't do it. Don't yell in the man's ears.
Yeah, it's very ear-piercing.
DK, how are you?
Guys, I'm here. It's been
1 week since you looked at me.
Yeah, it's been 1 week. Drop your eyes, arms to the side, and said I'm crazy.
18 days since I had to look at myself. 5 days
since you laughed at me. Said get back together, come back and see me.
Now let's move on. I made myself smile.
You might have made it 47 seconds. I wasn't keeping count.
I made myself smile. It's the worst. Damn me.
But no, it's been a week. And I know I've been saying that a lot here lately, but
you're off your mojo today. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's just not. I don't know. There's like mercury in the Gatorade or some shit. I don't know.
My grandma's racist.
Just not been feeling it this past week. And I don't know. Everything's just kind of been dragging. Everything's kind of monotonous. But
my grandma's not a racist. She's a great person. Love you, Grammy.
How it goes sometimes, you know? Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, sometimes you're right in the middle. So we'll ride it out.
Weather's been great.
I mean, yeah, weather's been good. Everything's cool.
And except it's only going to get better.
Allegedly. Until it gets too cold.
The bad thing about keeping the doors open at my work is when it gets real cold.
Well, they'll probably shut them then.
Yeah, I don't think so because of how they have to keep on moving things in and out.
Perhaps.
So I think it's just going to be stocking up on, not really stocking up, but just wearing a lot of warm clothes. I don't know how it's going to be for like the heart, like if it gets as bad as last year for winter.
Probably don't work.
You'll work.
I was going to say, probably.
We just had two contradicting things.
You'll work. You're working in a steel shop, dog.
Basically.
You're going to be fucking working.
I enjoy it. I like staying constantly busy. It's going to be, I'm going to have to get used to not having as much time for myself since I get off work at 4 and then I have to consider going to bed at like 6 or 7. Including like, I have to like shower and eat dinner and everything. So by that time, like.
I mean, if you get 8 hours of sleep, you have to be there at 5. It's a 29-minute drive.
Yeah, so I have to be leaving.
You could go to bed by 8.
Could go to bed by
8. Yeah, you could stay up a little later.
Yeah, I'm.
Could live life a little.
When I was working at Lowe's at 5, I waking up at 4. I go to bed either at 9 or 10. Like you see, you live on that 7 to 6 hour.
Yeah, I live on that 6 hour.
I mean, that's what my body naturally wakes up on is like 5 to 6 hours. Which 5 hours, I'm just like, why? Why, body? Why do you do this to me? Why, body? But then I feel great. Like, if I get 5 hours, sometimes I just feel phenomenal. And then sometimes I get, 7 hours and I feel like frogging myself.
What does that mean? Frogging myself?
Don't worry about what that means.
Punching himself in the thigh? That's what I think of a frog when you frog somebody.
I think I was thinking of something else. Like, when you, what's the term for when you whip somebody?
Flog.
Flog.
Okay.
Definitely different than a frog.
Definitely different than a
Definitely different.
A little bit of self-flagellation.
My frog. I keep a frog named Todd in my room.
That's a big part of the Black Plague, honestly. If you didn't know about that. Flagellation was a big part of Christianity at that point in time. Well, not necessarily Christianity.
Some people are still into it.
But, I mean, when you have people you know, in the streets whipping themselves until they're bleeding. Not very sanitary, especially when when you know there's a bloodborne plague.
Yeah,
going around.
Everybody, take it with you.
The Black Plague, the bubonic plague.
Yeah, that was
like blood. What it was is rats. There's a lot of different ways, a lot of different arguments about like what brought the plague to Europe and everything like that. But I mean, it was essentially from rodents that had it, and the fleas, fleas would ingest the blood of these rodents that carried it and then would bite people. And then that blood transfer, because like I said, once the fleas drink it, it becomes into them. And when they bite you, they also spit a little bit back inside you.
Here's our rain check on that fun fact. Did you know that a Rat King is the...
It's a gun on Destiny.
It is a gun on Destiny.
It is a conglomeration of rats that have their tails stuck together due to tried fecal matter. So they're stuck together and they die in like dozens to, I think, up to hundreds.
It just depends on how close packed they are.
I
don't know what you said didn't make sense. A rain check on the fact?
He's dropping a fact right now.
Yeah,
a Rat
my,
King
my
fact.
Rain check for next week, I'm like, I'm just going to do it now. And I remembered Rat King.
Rat King is his fact. He Rat dropped King the Rat King fact.
A conglomeration.
But he never said he was going to do a rain check.
He said he didn't have one. But
so he can just throw in a rain check if he didn't say
rain check was insinuated.
Check. You can't do that.
Like this, the cum dump, it's insinuated that there's a rain check on it.
Have you done it yet?
No, but I'm still getting gassed every week. And every couple of days.
Just go do it.
It's like, what are you doing on Friday?
Just go do
it. I keep on
coming to the cum dump.
I don't want to do that. I've said that repeatedly now. I'm just like, I don't want
going
to.
Going to watch the Nectar Collector.
Collect some nectar.
I was done being nice about it and just being like, oh, like, no.
Maybe like, next rain check.
Yeah. Or now I'm just like, I don't want to do it. She's like, pretty please. I'm like, no.
Wow, that's borderline like, what's the word I'm like? Harassment.
It's problematic as fuck.
Well, yeah.
If someone tells you no, then that's
well, it's harassment at this point. She's like, pretty please, like, just do it. If it's like if it's every couple of days, that's harassment.
Well, she also said,
turn her into the cops.
She also said, you can use me after you use him. I'm just like, so you're offering sex if I have sex with somebody.
Does she not know how guys work? It's going to be a little while after. We're going to have some time to reload the cannon.
But I was like, baby. So you want me to have sex with somebody?
Or not like a pistol where you just drop the mag and put in a new one.
You don't know me.
Going to have some time to reload.
That's actually exactly how my testicles work, is I just take off my balls and I reload a new set of balls.
Pops a new bag in baby.
Yeah, I just reload.
We're like a rocket launcher. It takes a little while to get the next one in.
I usually got two back to back, and then I'm going to need a little bit of downtime, but that's just me.
Sometimes it can be like within like a couple minutes. Sometimes it's like within 20 minutes. Sometimes it's within an hour.
Okay. Good for you guys.
Huh. I'm just saying mine varies. Depends on how much I like the person. If I'm willing to give more, I'm usually a pretty giving person.
Sometimes I'm lucky to get one. Not because I don't get it, but because sometimes I don't know. My body's just like, nope.
That's actually the majority of me. I actually rarely have an orgasm when I have sex. But I have sex for long ass time.
That's only happened to me twice. And the last time it was like for like, oh my God, like 4 hours. And it just wasn't happening for me.
If you have a boner for 4 hours, you're supposed to call a doctor.
Yeah.
I didn't take anything for it unless you count whiskey.
Doesn't matter. All that blood flow to one direction.
I mean, bad. I was super lightheaded. I was like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Yeah, so drink.
She felt super bad too. She was
blood clot in your dick and you die. Yikes. That'd be a terrible way to go.
I was about to say, what a way to go. I mean, well, if it was during the act, I'd feel better. Not for her, but for me.
No, I don't want to put
doing what I love.
I don't want to put that on someone.
Okay.
If it was this person, I would.
That's problematic. Not trying to tell
that person that slept with my truck driver and my friend and a bunch of other people while she was with me. Remember I told you that?
I probably wasn't listening.
You were, because you want me to talk about it on the podcast. I'm like, I don't want to talk about it on the podcast. It was like when we were still doing it in the kitchen.
Oh.
But yeah, that person, a long time like ago.
I don't care.
Super hot, like gorgeous person.
I don't care.
Like super gorgeous, really high energy, and just something like I just couldn't let it go. And she was just like, is it me? I'm like, no, trust me, it's not you.
But it was.
It wasn't. It was me.
Well, but it was because of her actions, right?
No. I couldn't do it afterwards either. I just couldn't get it done. I couldn't get it done for like the next day for some reason.
Okay.
It took me a while. I had to like raise my morale. I felt bad about it. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. At first I felt good about it. I'm like, I can just fucking keep going. Then she kept on like getting a little, like not upset, like angry, but like upset, be like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's like nothing. This feels amazing. This is a great time.
Sex isn't about orgasms.
Please come. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it felt good the entire time. Just couldn't come. Sorry.
Orgasms are about orgasms.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like I said, as I've grown older, don't get me wrong. Getting off's great. It's awesome. Bastard. Love it. But sex is
in the city.
Like that's not the prime directive of sex for me anymore. Because like if I want to get off, I can get off. But if I'm going to have sex with someone, it's different. It's not just there. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are times where you're just like, hey, I need to snap one off.
I just don't like being horny. Because of how it alters like your thought and how you act. Mm-hmm. Like you do a lot of more toxic and volatile things when you want something, when you're horny. It's just like, I don't like not being in control and like, not necessarily not being in control, but like being urged more to like either lie or to like just be an asshole just to get something. Can you understand how that like a little
interesting.
Bit
interesting?
I can, but I don't, that doesn't relate to me at all because like I've never.
I've been in a lot of toxic relationships where like that was the case.
No, that's just, I don't know. I don't know how to, like, I can understand that, but at the same time, that's just not how I operate. Like,
that's fair.
I've never, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say that I haven't been toxic and haven't been manipulative to my partners in the past, but at the
same
time.
It's about being
young. But
it's a young thing, I think.
Like, even with like, that's the other thing though, too, is like, my hoeing phase was young anyways.
That's
like I've been, and even then that was with like-minded people who were just trying to fuck. But since like my hell, as long as you knew me, I was always in a serious relationship with like one person. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even then. Like, I mean, sex was like, oh yeah, we're going to have sex. It's not something that I have to, I don't like to. Seeing when sex becomes transactional in a relationship, like you have to do this before you like that, I'm
no,
automatically
yeah, like, ooh, if you clean these yeah, things today,
no, that's like
no,
so
it's
I've
not
always,
a reward.
I've always been with partners who have an equal sex drive as mine, so it's never been something that has been like a problem in the relationship. And if it is something that is a problem in the relationship, we discuss it and decide that, well, if this isn't the direction that we like to go together, then we should probably end the relationship because, I mean, sex isn't the most important thing to me, but being compatible sexually with your partner is very important for
long
term.
That is important.
But it's just weird. Like, I don't have this. I'm so far separated from that era of thinking that it just doesn't, it's so foreign to my brain. I don't even remember being like that. Cause now it's like,
it's like trying to remember a different person almost.
Like now it's like, if someone wants to have sex with me, they usually proposition me. And I'm like, all right. Other than that, like, I really don't, unless I like straight up interested in somebody, but it's very, very rare that I'm straight up interested in somebody. So I don't know. It's weird. As I've gotten older, I've become way more solitary, which includes less like striving to find sex in a relationship or anything like that. Just
see
do my own thing.
For me, it was just like, I think a lot of mine was doing like long distance relationships, and that gets so bad because like when you're in the mood, like even if you're like you're sexting and like sharing like photos and videos and everything, it's like it doesn't feel the same, so it just doesn't feel good. And the more you do that, I think the more kind of toxic you get, because you're not like, it's kind of like if you asked for food and then someone gave you like a quarter of the food, it's just like, well, and they just kept on doing that, it's like, well, give me the whole damn thing, like, come on. And so I think like it just kind of like builds up like that. But I'm kind of the same way now, where like my hoeing days were like at the end of being 21. And after that, like I'm very much like, I really don't want to have sex with anybody unless I'm in a relationship with them. So when I get propositioned for, I'm just like, it's not my thing. And they're just like, come on, it'll be fun. I'm like, Like it'll be, it might be fun in the moment, but then I'll feel bad before and I'll like kind of feel bad afterwards. Cause like, it's just not how my brain operates. Mm-hmm. And then also sex is just a weird thing for me where like, I usually don't want sex cause I want sex. I want it because the other person really wants it. And I like to please people. So usually it's just me really focusing on them and trying to make them feel really good. And then through that, I end up feeling good. Then when I can go on for those like 3, 4, 5 hours, and we have to like take a water break, it's just like, that's a time where like people are just like, oh, you remember this time? I am.
You remember that guy that wouldn't fucking come? Just lasted 6 hours, just beat the shit out of my pussy, and I couldn't fucking come.
Oh man, that got aggressive.
It was
that
good,
got aggressive.
Such a good time.
Oh man,
there wasn't a place in my house that wasn't violated that day.
Walk in there with a UV light, the whole fucking room glows.
I mean,
see that damn thing from space.
does that glow from when women come?
Yes. You
know? Okay,
it's bodily fluid.
It's bodily fluid of any kind.
Yeah, then it'd be everywhere.
Spit, blood, whatever. Like,
yeah, does spit show?
Yeah, it's bodily fluid.
Yeah, spit will show up.
Snot will show up. Yeah, like anything.
Oh man.
Urine?
Oh dude. So like.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. The bodily fluids.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
Warning, right?
Went to a haunted house one time.
Let's take a break. No, I'm just
kidding. And, so the, I guess this was high school. So this was like, me and my girlfriend had hooked up before we went to the spooky house. And I didn't take my shirt off. Like, just.
Oh, no.
Got
one off. Oh, no. I know where this is going.
We get there to the spooky house.
Her teeth are glowing like her entire.
they have black lights in the spooky house.
Right at the bottom of my shirt.
Just like right where I met.
Here, right there.
Yep.
It was like glowing.
Glowing like a Christmas tree, baby.
That? Oh.
It just took me a second.
Your shirt. Yeah, took me a second to realize what it was. But I've also had times where like, you remember when like bleached pants, like bleach, like that was the thing. Well, I had some pants that had got bleach on the crotch region, but it didn't actually like bleach out. It got on there.
But it showed up on a black light.
Went to a fucking haunted house. Same thing.
Keep coming, baby.
It looks like I have like splooshes on my pants. Looks like I'm like, oh, great. Looks like it came on my pants.
I really like haunted houses, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
Really. That's exactly what it is. But no, man. Like,
it's cream of wheat.
Not the cream of some young guy.
I can't believe it's not butter.
But no, man, like black, like I have been had by black lights a couple of times. What, like I said, one time not even where it was bad, and one time where it definitely was bodily fluid on my shirt. gotta love.
I've never been had by a black light.
Never been had by a black light.
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's the worst. You're just like, oh, I'm glowing.
No, I never have.
Just both your hands are glowing. You're like, oh, I didn't wash my hands. Shit.
It's got like, was it? I think it was. Was it scary? No. No, it was Scary Movie.
Oh, talk about like the hand crippled guy that sucks his own dick.
Yeah. Like I feel like there was a spot where it showed a black light on his face and he had like splotches. He's like, huh? What? Yeah. Like,
God, that was such a good scene. Just like she like tries to go down. Like, I can do it myself.
Do it
he just
myself.
Bends
yeah.
down in the wheelchair.
Picks his own.
Oh, just grab my strong hand.
That's David Cross. David Cross,
such
finest.
A good. Out the window, grab my strong hand. Or the fucking clown scene. It's just like the cane dig, he just pulls him back underneath the bed. God, that's such a good movie. Such
Scary
a good movie.
Too.
I think they kind of went downhill after that one, but such a good movie.
It was, you didn't have much to start with.
No.
Like, it was a downhill from the first one.
Which
yeah,
one was the one
was.
With the aliens?
Three.
Three was pretty good.
I never even watched three. I watched
like,
one
three,
and two, and then I was
like,
I'm done.
The Ring parody with aliens.
The
signs and the Ring.
Yeah,
I was done
and
after two.
And they put the dude puts the finger in the mouth, and they found out that's
the
how he urinates. So he pisses in his mouth.
Yeah, I was done after two.
So
done after that.
I think
three is the last one that I actually saw. Though.
I did like four, where Charlie Sheen took too much Viagra, and then his dick became like a giant cylinder in his sweatpants, and then a cat jumps on it. And he's like beating it against a wall, and then he falls out a window.
Nope.
And then,
no level of reference.
And then nope. They're like about to have sex, and she's like, "Are you recording us?" And you look at the wall; it's literally just a wall filled with like security cameras.
No, not recording this.
Nope, not at all.
Say no.
So, I want to go back and touch on a story we talked about last week.
Okay,
about the woman who had the videos of her children.
Yeah.
I saw. I don't have it pulled up.
Let's go back to something happy. Let's talk about that.
I did see that her teaching license has been suspended.
Good, good.
So that's a good, that's a good thing. But
so wait, suspended?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's
they
still,
have to go through the trial. They have to go through
the trials. She hasn't she hasn't been convicted yet, so they have suspend her license until a conviction.
I didn't
comes
read
through.
The story, but I did see that, and I was like, good.
I want to touch on one more thing that you talked about last week. Remember it's how we talked about how the gorillas at the zoo were performing oral sex?
Yep.
I heard the next day that the gorillas performed Feel Good Inc. and the whole crowd was great. They loved it.
What's Feel Good Inc.?
It's a gorillas song.
Oh. You can't take my dad jokes.
I
know. What are you doing?
I appreciate it.
That's not your place. Not your place.
Stay in your place.
Stay in your lane. What are you doing? No. No, that is good, though. That's good. That's a good one. I like
I appreciate
it.
That one. That one's good.
If I had known the song, I would have laughed.
It's like the gorillas. Like
I didn't listen to them.
You didn't listen to the gorillas?
No.
Man, you're fucking up.
I listened to the chimpanzees.
Hey. Nah.
Or the monkeys. That would have been a better one because that was a real band.
I didn't know that either.
Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around.
Two for two.
I listened to the Arctic Monkeys. The
Arctic Monkeys are great.
That's a good one. There you go.
But
I'm not happy with
it. Or the song
it,
Dance
though.
Monkey.
You're not happy with it?
I'm not happy with it. Not at all. Anyways, moving on to more news. Alex Jones must pay damages to Sandy Hook families after calling shooting a hoax.
Mm-hmm. That's been a... he's been in court over that for a long time.
Well, this was
when did that start?
As soon as Sandy Hook happened, he said it was a hoax and perpetuated that story throughout all of his social platforms and any type of platform that he had.
He's also partially the reason why QAnon got so big. Because before he got banned off everything, he let the people from QAnon like come onto his show and talk about it.
As of October 1st, a judge has ruled that Alex Jones, a right-wing conspiracy theorist who hosts InfoWars, must pay damages to the families of the Sandy Hook school shooting victims after claiming the tragedy was a giant hoax carried out by crisis actors, according to multiple reports.
Mm-hmm.
See, so, he's right about a lot of things, but then he's really wrong about a lot of things.
Well, when you start calling something that tragic and...
I mean, you can say that, but then you say the same. I mean, but when people talk about like 9/11, like being an inside job, like that was also a pretty horrific event that people are allowed to talk about.
I think what it was the fact that he straight up said it was a hoax and all paid by crisis actors when like there was
people are dead
evidence.
Children are
happened.
Dead.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
there
like
was,
people legitimately died.
People's children died that day.
It's not like saying 9/11 didn't happen. I feel like that would be
or like saying 9/11 was all actors.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah. I think that would be along the same.
That's fair.
But no, like that's one thing that he has spouted on about for years. And I'm just like, really? Really?
Yeah.
And because there are times he does admit that he's wrong. He's just like, oh, I got that wrong. Or like he said, he got information wrong. That's probably something that he probably should admit. Be like, I was completely wrong.
It's too late now.
I mean, it's already been judged, proven. And I mean, he had a window to say that he was wrong on that. He's, I mean, what, Sandy Hook was 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm
was
sorry.
It only 6 years ago?
Yeah. It's...
Oh my God. It feels like two decades ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
Here's one that pickles my brain a little bit.
Samster?
Yes. Pickles my brain. That we don't talk about at all and haven't talked about at all since really the month following it. Y'all remember in the summer of 2017, that country concert in Las Vegas where the shooting happened? Whatever happened?
I know. Yeah.
Whatever happened to
Eminem
that?
Eminem made a song about it.
It's like, that's not even a newsworthy, like what happened to that investigation? What happened to anything involved with that? Like that was just...
It's stuff like that when like things are forgotten about where I'm like, that might be...
Did they catch the guy?
Yeah.
He killed himself. But that was...
Killed himself in a hotel room.
In the room that he was in when it happened. But like that was it.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, that was it. Like after... I don't remember anything else coming from that. Like
the whole... And they even... Like they said that like he had like no existing conditions. Mm-hmm. Like no like severe trauma or anything.
This dude just...
Like, he was just a dude that decided... That's why like the part of my brain that's like that... That activates the conspiracy part of my brain, like saying that was forgotten about. There was a serious thing that people got murdered in. And then it just got like kind of swept under the rug. It's just like, something might be involved in that. It's like this guy that had like, because normally, like almost every other shooting where they investigate, it's just like this person like was like severely abused as a child. They have like mental disorders.
They've got sort of manifesto written. Yeah. They've got some way
nothing.
Where, you, yeah, you, like this guy was
nothing.
Like had nothing behind
this guy's
him.
Clean. He's just just had a gun in a hotel room and started fucking murdering people out of the window.
It's it was talked about for like several months after, but then it just like, yeah, just dropped off.
Just gone.
But most of the talks are just like in memory of these people and like, we're sorry for the families. Like not much.
I think what happens when it comes to that kind of stuff is like, if it doesn't get like a lot of attention from viewers or listeners, they just kind of
news cycle. News cycle's not exciting.
Yeah. About it when it happened.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's
like, yeah, but like you know,
it was what was
like I said, like it went on for like 2 or 3 months after that, but then like it seemed like no one cared anymore, so they just the news just stopped reporting about it
because it wasn't kids.
I don't think that's true.
It wasn't kids, and the shooter killed himself.
So I think it's because like, the shooter killed himself.
That's going to. I mean, that really removes any type of
because at that point they're like, well, we don't know why he did it. Yeah,
we'll never find out why.
He's never going to pay for what he did. Like, the people just stopped caring after that.
There's so it's just weird. But yeah, like it's just one of those weird things. Like said, talked about it for a little while.
Yeah,
just a piece of like. You know, I'm not going to say American history, but like the shit that's happened, the weird shit that's happened in our lifetime that's just left at the wayside with all the other bad shit.
I can't wait to see what like 2000 to whatever year, like 2025, 2030. I wonder what that's going to be in the history books.
I don't even know.
I wonder if it's just going to be like
a dumpster fire.
I was thinking of like secret files, like just black lines through everything.
We don't talk about that 30 year span. Speaking of other weird things, Miami nurse fired for mocking newborn baby with birth defects in photos on social media.
Stupid fucking baby.
Huh? Why?
I don't know. It makes me giggle.
A Miami nurse was terminated for mocking a newborn baby with birth defects and posting pictures of the baby on social media. My night was going great, then boom, Sierra Samuel wrote in an Instagram post of a newborn baby with gastrocisis. I don't know.
You're close.
She continued with the next post of her Instagram story, poking fun at the birth defect, saying, "Your intestines supposed to be inside, not outside, baby." She hashtagged the thing as well. I wasn't going to pronounce it again.
That's kind of funny.
So it's gastro. So I mean, it's where your intestines are on the outside. Yeah, where they're supposed to be on the inside. I mean,
oh damn, I was going to.
But she posted a picture of the baby and was like, "Your intestines supposed to be on the inside." That's not the outside.
Say that to a friend. Don't say that on social media.
Like, yeah, you posted someone else's child.
Newborn, like literally just born.
Yeah. That has a birth defect. Absolutely. And you're making fun of the baby on social media. Like,
you're going to get caught.
Yeah. Don't be an idiot.
Yes, don't just have some you're a fucking healthcare professional. Be a fucking professional.
Say that to your edgy friends. Don't
have
say
some
that
like to... bedside manner at that exactly. point. Like, I just
that's man.
Yeah. Leave the inside out baby alone.
Yeah, for real, though. Like, for
leave
real.
Leave it alone.
Like, it's just, there's no need for it. Like, yeah, like you said, if you're going to make fun of the baby, which, I mean, is problematic
in and
of itself. Don't do it on a podcast. Because that is also a form of social media. Mm-hmm. but, like, yeah, do it around your, like, in person with a friend. But, not, I mean, of course, don't do it at all. Because it's not the baby's fault. It's
got a problem. Don't do it at all.
No. But don't do it on, you're not supposed to do it on social media.
I think what she was thinking is she had the mindset of, I want to share this with my friends, and then didn't realize that you're sharing it with literally the world. But then, yeah, just don't post a picture of the baby.
Yeah, especially someone else's baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
about you have a shitty baby and post that
picture? Let's ask that question. Would it be as bad if it was her baby?
I feel like that'd be... Ooh, that's a hard one. Because I feel like it's her baby. Worse. But if you can laugh about
it... I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here, but like...
I still don't...
I don't think it's right either way. Regardless of whose baby it is.
I think if it was her baby, people would see it more as a, like, trying to be cheerful about the situation and not just being like, oh, like, send hopes and prayers to my child.
Right.
It was like, hey, you're not supposed to have your outsides on the in, baby. Or your insides on the out, baby. It's like, I think that...
if shouldn't have your baby, outsides on the in either.
No.
I mean, both sides are.
You know what? Your nose inside your head.
Yeah, I think if it was her baby, it would be a lot better because it'd be making light of a bad situation that's your situation.
Is it a lot better though? Maybe a little bit better, but I wouldn't say a lot better.
But you're being humorous about something that
it's still making fun of a baby who is not their fault.
But it's your baby.
But it's not you. Now, if it was like your guts, you'd be like, you're supposed to be on the inside, buddy.
What are you doing, intestine?
Like, what you doing outside my body? That's okay.
I think but it's you're making fair for fun a of, day that she has to do that.
You're making fun of someone else, regardless if it's your kid or not. Like, I make fun of my kids all the time, but I don't make fun of them on social media, besides when I pied my kid in the face.
And also,
but,
your kids don't you did pie like, your kid in the face on social media. Your kids don't have, like, major defects.
No.
Like, if your kid was just walking around with a wheelbarrow of their guts, just walking around and be like, hey.
I don't think they are.
They keep it outside. They keep it in a plastic bag.
I think when they're old enough to walk around, they've managed to put it back in.
No. Poor economy.
They're not like, just.
They don't have health care coverage.
I hope
Cam.
You just survive till your 20s like this. Like, I think they find a way to get it back in the body.
Absolutely not. They carry it. They carry it around with them like Charlie Brown.
I don't think they're like best of luck.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're like.
No, I don't think that's true.
They're from Tennessee. And they don't
I don't
have
think that's
there.
True.
They're a country family.
No, this was from Miami.
Gastroschisis.
Schisis.
No. Gastroschisis.
Schisis.
That's kind of a cool name. I like that name.
The first one sounded very German. Gastroschisis.
Schisis. But no.
A German guy saw that for the first time and just like, Schisis.
Schisis.
Schisis. Yep, gastroschisis. What's weird is I started to type gastro in and my phone automatically.
They're listening.
They are. It's,
yeah, Google.
They're listening.
Something the other day happened and I was just like, I was talking to a guy at work about lupus.
Who are you talking to?
Like,
lube?
Lupus.
Oh, lupus. I thought you said lube.
My buddy lube.
I was like, I don't want to know what your conversations at work are like.
Less than 5 minutes after the conversation about lupus, I scroll through Facebook. I have 3 ads in that scroll asking me to sign up for a lupus test study. And I'm like, oh, Zuck's listening for sure right now. That was a weird one. That one was like,
cause freaking lizard.
Like usually like, it's usually like shit that it usually weirds me out because it's like stuff I'm thinking about looking up on Amazon.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the weird. But
stuff you like say out loud, like you literally give your phone access to your microphone. Say, so like you did it to yourself.
Every app you download, it's like, can I use your camera? Can I use your calendar? Can I use your microphone?
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
But
yes,
it's the ones that you're like, it's inside your head.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, would you like to buy this? I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Do you remember the story of like people, they were getting their Snapchat photos leaked, but they weren't taking photos. They just had their phone in their hand and Snapchat was taking photos of them. And then those photos were getting leaked.
Not my problem anymore. And I ain't got quickly, Snapchat.
That like lasted like a week or so. Like that wasn't even talked about. People that had Snapchat that I knew weren't even concerned about. I'm just like, so you mean like the times you're sitting there jerking off and your phone's just near you or you're looking at your phone, like maybe you're watching porn. And Snapchat's just like, interesting.
Dick pic.
Speaking
caught you dick-handed, son.
Speaking of watching things, when we come back, we'll talk about the 10 scariest movies. All right. So, welcome back from the break.
Welcome.
As teased.
Oh, no. You can't see my eyes.
Oh, God. We have the top 10 scariest horror movies ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Not of a decade. Ever.
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 Ooh, is a bold statement.
Yeah, do
the top 10 of all time.
Yeah, do the old ones hold up? Let's see.
Number 10 is the 2017 rendition of It.
That movie, they tried to be funny too much. The movie wasn't scary.
I've never seen it.
They kept on making really bad
I never saw the original either. Be fair.
The original was scary. The new one has a lot of really badly timed and just bad jokes constantly throughout the movie. Kept on trying to do cheesy one-liners and they would not stop. And it just ruined it for me.
It was all right, but top 10? No. No. I'm not going to say that It 2017 is in the top 10 horror movies of all time. Granted, this is a list on the internet.
This list sucks.
Oh, God.
Number 9.
Insidious.
Insidious
That's
is a
good
spooky
movie.
Movie.
That's a pretty good movie.
It's good.
Is that the first
never
one?
Never seen that one either.
You've never seen Insidious? Insidious is pretty good.
The first one's really good.
Did I say Insidious too?
No, I said Insidious.
But I'm just specifying the first one's really good.
Well, yeah.
And the other one's
if it was. Oh, okay. I thought you were like wanting me to specify it was one or two. I was like,
I'm
I
just
didn't
specifying say two. That the other ones weren't as
Jesus.
Good as the first one.
Number 8. I've never even heard of this movie. It's called Sinister.
That's Sinister's good.
Good.
Sinister's
good
very. Okay. Sinister's actually, yeah. Sinister definitely deserves to be on the list over those two.
It's just me being out of pop culture.
Apparently. I accept it being number 10 in consideration. That's probably gonna be worse than all these movies.
So you guys agree with Sinister being on the list.
Yeah, no, Sinister. Well, yeah, Sinister is good. Okay. Sinister was good. Sinister
number seven is the 1978 Halloween.
That could be.
That's a good movie. Okay.
That's it. Okay.
No, no, that's a great movie. That's it. Like, I agree.
I like all the Halloween movies.
No, the original one I definitely should like. Okay. In my book, definitely top 10 horror movie is the original Halloween.
Okay.
The original one's the only one I watched without, like, of course, it's the first one I watched, so it's the one I watched without like expecting anything. The other ones I just watched for, you know, the murder and everything.
Wouldn't all of them be for the murder?
The first one I didn't know what it was.
Oh. You just thought it was some movie about kids trick-or-treating?
All I knew was Jamie Lee Curtis was the main actress, and he was ready to go.
I was a kid when I watched it, and when I heard the woman say piss... No, that was a different one, where the woman says piss in my mouth.
Whoa.
Where the guy says, I need to take a piss, and she's like, my mouth's right here, and she opens up her mouth, and the guy gets killed by a tree. That wasn't the first one.
That sounds like some weird porno.
Yeah, I don't know what that's from.
It was Halloween.
Okay, Halloween on Pornhub, or...
Spooky, scary erections. Ooh, he's coming.
Four? Are we on four?
Six.
Now? Oh, six. That's to say, where we go?
What's going on? Where are we? Slow down there. Number six is The Ring.
Not as good as Sinister or Insidious, in my opinion. I get probably for its time, maybe.
The Ring never did anything. I never spooky watched for it me. Either. I don't think Ring deserves to be on the list.
This list sucks.
It might needs to be. I definitely say that Ring needs to be on the list more than It.
I think Ring should be 10.
Yeah, Ring was.
And just get rid of It.
And just get rid of
we
It.
We can get rid of It.
Here's our list.
No, like the Ring.
We can do it better.
Was good, and it was spooky when I was young because it came out when I was a kid.
This is from the Rotten Tomatoes website.
Oh, no, I mean, I get it. So they're basing it off of theirs. But it's. The Ring is spooky, but top 10, no. Top 10 of all time, definitely not. Same with It.
Ooh, oh, well. 5 days until a young woman comes seven out days. Of her TV.
Number five.
Jerks you off.
1974, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
100%.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
100% deserves to be on the list.
Even the newer ones are pretty good.
The newer ones aren't bad, but the, OG. That one's good.
Tasty.
Number four.
Dun, dun, dun.
1980. The Shining.
100%.
Yeah, that's a really creepy movie.
No, I love anything Stanley Kubrick has involved with, so... But The Shining is definitely... I watched that movie when I was a young child, and it fucked my head up.
I watched it young, and then I rewatched it, like, a couple of years ago.
You know where I made the mistake here?
Huh.
I should have done...
Should have watched these movies?
No, I should have done the top nine, and then went to break and finished number one.
Number one, you won't.
I'm not good
this.
At this.
You're learning experience.
Number You'll three, never remember this. The Conjuring.
I almost don't remember The Conjuring, honestly.
No, it's good. It's based on that couple who that's what they did is they were exorcists and they have a couple of books that are like legit.
That's The Conjuring. I like that movie.
It was the one. It was the very first of like the Annabelle. Like the doll thing. Conjuring was the very first one.
Was Conjuring the one where like the dude's hanging out of a window, he's about to fall on like broken wood to an impaling, or was that a later one?
I don't remember. Okay. I remember Conjuring was older and it was like I can't remember that year it was set.
2013.
Yeah, Conjuring.
So that's the first Conjuring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then it might have been that movie. For me, that movie also had a lot of like when one of the actors was like about to say like a line, like getting at like the antagonist, I felt like a lot of those lines were just overly cheesy. Like it's a lot of like almost like take this kind of line. It's just like a lot of them just didn't hit right. But overall, like the movie creeped me out. So I guess it matches the list.
Number two came out in 2018.
Haunting in Connecticut.
It's called Hereditary.
Hereditary deserves to be on the list 100%.
I haven't seen Hereditary.
I never even heard of it.
It's, oh my God, it's so good.
Writer-director Ari Aster made a huge splash with his feature directional debut, a dark family drama about the nature of grief couched within a supernatural horror film. Toni Collette earned a spot in the pantheon of great Oscar snubs with her slowly ratcheted up to 11 performance as bedeviled mother Annie, but the movie's biggest shot came courtesy of... They don't want to spoil
it's
it.
It's Annie.
No, it's if you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. Do not watch it with the kids.
Watch it with the kids.
It's well, it's just there is there's a scene in it that involves child death. It's pretty fucking gnarly. But it's Hereditary is a very like that's one of the movies that I, like I said in my definitely
my next date's gonna be a scary movie, dude.
Top two, definitely top five. I don't know about top two of all time. That's where the list like throws me is of the whole all time and these all being movies like within the past 10 years.
Ah, clickbait.
But no, Hereditary, definitely scary movie. Love it. It is that weird make your skin crawl type weird. Yeah. And that's what I love about it.
After this list, I want to talk about movies that should have been on this list.
Okay. What can you guys take a guess at what number one would be?
Oh God. It's not going to be, I can't believe I'm blanking on this one.
I'm going to say Friday the 13th, the original.
God. Like the ones I'm thinking of, like I want to say like Haunting in Connecticut.
I'll give you a hint. It came out in 1973.
It's in movie It?
No. The movie came out in 1973.
I thought you said the movie It.
No, I said It came out. Yeah. Which I could see where you'd get confused.
Yeah, I got a little confused.
It was a clue that gave you the answer. No, I'm just kidding.
And it's it.
It came out. No. This movie came out in 1973.
Shit. I'm blanking on it.
The Exorcist.
Oh.
Okay. Literally going to. So what I was thinking of is like Kevin wanted to say Possession. I'm like, God, it's like I can't remember the name of this movie.
We had.
I won't say The Exorcist is number one.
Exorcist is very.
That's a pretty spooky movie.
I mean, for 73 as well, that's when. I mean, that I like. I prefer older horror movies, anyways. I feel that there's something lost when you.
I mean, it's more horror. It's less like trying to get that one liner out.
No, it's they're trying now to get the jump scares.
Yeah, and I don't care for jumps. I want to feel creepy the whole time. I don't want to jump. I want to be uneasy the whole time.
I want to get that cringe feeling.
Yeah.
So a movie that came out pretty recently, and not pretty recently, probably the last 6 years.
That's pretty recent.
That's pretty recently.
Is it?
Compared to 1973,
hundreds of movies come out every year.
Compared to 1973, that's pretty recent.
Yeah, compared to that, was it Lights Out? The one where the old guy's blind. He lost his daughter in a car crash. These people try to rob him, and so, like, he basically hunts every single one of them down and kills them slowly, and then tries to inseminate the woman. Inseminate, yeah, taking out a turkey baster out of the freezer.
I have no idea what
Lights Out came out in 2016.
Is that the one I'm talking about? Is that the one that's a ghost that only comes out
when Rebecca left home? She thought her childhood fears were behind her. As a young girl growing up, she was never really sure of what was real.
That's a different one.
Yeah. When the lights went out at night, now her little brother Martin is experiencing the same unexplained and terrifying events that jeopardized her safety and sanity. Holding a mysterious attachment to their mother, a supernatural entity has returned with a vengeance to torment the entire family.
That movie, in my opinion, is not good. Because that the whole basis is a woman's friend who was like allergic to sunlight turned into ash, and then she haunts them. And then it's not even that spooky. There's literally a scene where the woman standing at the end of a hallway. She the light's on, and as she turns it off, there's a shadow. And then she turns it back on, and as she turns it off, there's another shadow. Well, the same shadow. And then she turns it off again, turns it back on, same shadow, turns it off again, turns it on, it's right in front of her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not that, I'm trying to remember what movie this was. But yeah, so a blind guy allegedly has like a fortune in his house. And these people try to break into it to steal his fortune. And he slowly kills them all, except for one person. Who he tries to inseminate.
I don't think it's called Lights Out.
It's not, but the reason I think that is because it's a blind guy, and at one of the movie, he turns off the lights, and he gives off a one-liner like you're in my world now, or something like that. And then he hunts them down from noise, because they're in the basement. It's like a bunch of shelves with like jars of shit in it. So they're like making a bunch of noise trying to get out. Is it Get Out?
Might be.
Blind guy Get Out. Kills
Get people. Out's the one that...
Get Out is the...
What? Really? You should probably type in movie where blind guy kills people.
I'm going to put movie at the end of it.
Okay.
Get Out.
I'm going to go type in blind guy.
Get Out is the...
it's the one with the family...
The Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah, and it's... No, yeah, that one's the one where they kidnap the black guy and then they try to make the white people take over the black guy's body.
I thought that was the one with the family that they're
don't breathe.
You're talking about no that Get Out. That's the same. Like it's yeah, the family kidnap they
the take, family that were like they're basically themselves are like getting trying to get in and kill them.
Was that it? What's
pretty sure that was Get Out. No. So, I could be wrong though.
So DK, if you like movies that like at all times you're like on your toes wondering what's going to happen, Don't Breathe, that also came out in 2016.
That seems like a terrible movie decision though to make it where they turn the lights off.
No, that's not the whole thing. Like
I know, but that just seems like a very bad like filming direction.
Well, okay, so
let's have no lights. Let's have it pitch black.
Yeah, no, no, that's not the whole movie. Like,
I know that. I understand that, but it just seems like
the idea is like so the basement door has like all these locks on it, and they're trying to like get the locks open. And as they're trying to get the lock open, all you hear is "Who's there?" And there's just a blind guy like just standing there like waiting, and nobody moves. And then this one guy who's trying to break in pulls out a gun, and he like he's like "Don't move! I'll fucking shoot! I'll fucking kill you, old man!" And the dude's like, who's there? Who is that? He's like slowly walking up, trying to pretend like he's like just this frail old man. And he just goes around, just like disarms him, puts the gun to his chin. He's like, "Do you have anyone with you?" And he's like, "No, it's just me." He's like, "Good." Blows off the dude's head. Hmm. And then they're trying to get out, but they can't because I think either this guy like locked all the doors or something. And
no, we're inside the house. Just unlock them.
Yeah,
I think
Just turn it.
I'm trying to remember. There was a reason why they basically couldn't get out. But yeah, they eventually get into the basement. And then the guy
they're dead. They died.
And that's when they found the girl. And then that's when he turns off the lights. And they're trying to get out, but the basement door, you know how you have like a hatch that goes into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That was locked from the outside, so they couldn't get out.
Yep.
I mean, it's a really good movie if you really enjoy like never knowing what's really going to happen.
See, that's what always bothers me about those two is like
if you watch this, the whole movie makes sense
from the outside, but if someone just breaks that lock, they can't have access to your house now.
I mean, you could say, I mean, if you break a doorknob, you can probably get inside.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what movie we're talking about. I feel like this is all going over my head, but
it's a really good movie, and I think you should watch it. You'll probably enjoy it because, like I said, the entire time I was watching it, and I got to watch it in a theater, which was amazing. Because like you could just feel the ambiance, but then throughout the entire movie, everything I thought was going to happen pretty much didn't happen. I'm just like, oh my god, guys! Like at the end of that movie, it's one of the few scary movies. I was really happy leaving. I'm like, that was a really good movie. And then I saw Lights Out like a couple days after because Lights Out came out the same year and was not satisfied with it. So yeah, I thought Don't Breathe should have been in there, even though I don't know when this list was made, but. Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a great movie. Haunting in Connecticut, I thought was a phenomenal movie. Like, I really loved that movie. And it was based on, well, inspired by true events. Last House on the Left was a pretty good movie, I think.
That one's... Here's how I love Last House on the Left, but the second half of that movie isn't a horror movie.
Last House on the Left, that was the one where...
The Last House on the Left is the one where, like, they get into the house... I mean, there is a very convincing rape scene in that.
Like,
but I don't like that.
Like, there's a boundary at the house that once you pass it, you're good or something like that.
It was like the monsters were housed in the house by some
curse or something.
No, it wasn't a curse. It was like lab scientists. Like, it was like, no, okay, like,
maybe I forgot about that. Yeah, point.
I'm pretty sure this is Last House on the Left that I'm talking about. Cause it switches up like halfway through the movie instead of being like a weird, like, psychological thriller slasher movie, it becomes like a weird, like a monster mash movie.
I just remember
it's
this
a monster mash.
I just remember this movie too. Again, don't remember the name of it because I'm bad with movie names. I think it's a guy that writes stories, and he's just in like this mental funk. He has writer block. He can't do it, so he moves his family into a house that had something horrific happen to it. The father murdered all the children or something.
I think you're talking about
and he keeps on finding the tapes. And every time he watches the tapes, like the monster comes more and more to life until he becomes the monster and then kills the family.
That was Sinister.
Okay, well, yeah, then I loved Sinister. Sinister was a great movie.
Amityville Horror should have been on
the list. Yeah, Amityville should have been on the list.
Any Rob Zombie movie should be on the list. All Rob Zombie movies are pretty good horror movies. Maybe not scary movies. Maybe those are like, I think those two should be separate. Rob Zombie does horror movies, not scary movies so much. Yeah. A lot of his are like just super gruesome, where you're just like, oh my God, I don't want to watch this.
One of my favorite horror movies, well, it's not even, it's old. If it's like from the 50s. It's called Forbidden Planet. And it was like what set my love for the horror thriller genre. Because it's got, it's like, you never really see the monster the whole time. You just know that the monster's there. Like that is what, like, that's why that's the old style horror movies.
Right.
It's not a perceived horror. It's a thought, or it's not a scene horror. It's a imagined
horror.
Like
a psychological horror almost.
So you like, while me as the audience member, I never get to see the monster, but I'm always aware that the monster is there. That is my favorite type of horror.
That's why go ahead.
But Forbidden Planet, like I honestly think that should be on any horror list ever.
Forgotten Planet?
Forbidden Planet.
Forbidden Planet. Okay.
It's old, it's black and white, but it also has some color
racist.
In it. But no. It's a good movie. It's another one on that wasn't on the list that I think should be on The Witch would be good on there. And I don't know if I'd put Midsommar on that as well. I'm not sure if you would necessarily count Midsommar as horror, but it definitely leaves me with that uncomfortable, uneasy feeling the whole time I watch it. Same with Hereditary.
The first Paranormal Activity.
Paranormal Activity, yeah, first one was
alright. The first one, because that's another one where like you never... The other ones, like they gave a visual image of the goat. Like mm-hmm. they had like a lot of visuals for it. The first one, nothing. Just people slaughtering.
I just felt that there was more jump scares in Paranormal Activity than that. I mean, and I get it. Fair. That's what it is. But
I think the first one like really had that hit to it. And then the other ones just kind of tried to play off of it.
But I know it's not a movie, but season one of American Horror Story.
No, for sure. That should be.
That was a pretty good one.
That was a really good one.
That one creeped me out a lot. And there was just so many like weird like story twists that I'm just like, God, I got to think about this for a second. No, like, where does this tie into?
But not like, man, and then there's like a bunch that didn't necessarily like, what's that one called?
Green Mile?
Green Planet?
No.
The Hulk?
It's Green Inferno, I think is what it's called. It's a...
Sounds familiar.
It's like... It's a movie that when they were making the movie, they ended up getting busted by the FBI because like the death scenes were so realistic.
That was an American movie, was it? That was like Brazilian or something.
Yeah, it was shot in like South Africa or South America or some shit.
Where they do whatever they want.
But yeah, they thought it was a snuff film.
Yeah, they really did. They thought that movie, it's fucking gnarly. The Poughkeepsie Tapes, which is another like...
I've heard of that.
Very niche, but also very... It's like you're watching a snuff film. It's like several different... instances of just weird shit.
What's
Faces
the movie
of death, all like shit like that, that I mean is horror and fucked you up, but it's not necessarily like horror movies, just scary stuff.
You know, one movie that physically like terrified me and I had to like take a few minutes after the movie was over before I could even get in my car and drive was The Strangers
was spooky.
Hey, do we
that
have
was
another,
a creepy movie.
Do you have another water you can toss me?
Nope, I drank all mine.
I thought you brought three out.
I did.
You motherfucker.
I drank them.
Oh, and here's one that I completely forgot from the list that is actually my second favorite movie of all time. The 1986 John Carpenter's The Thing.
Ooh, I was going to say The Thing.
That movie does definitely, not only because it's horror and awesome, but all the visual effects in that are real. Like, every visual effect in that movie.
No CGI.
There's absolutely zero CGI. The monsters are made.
They're real monsters.
The scenes where it shows like...
Oh, real monsters.
Like, when they show the spaceship in the very beginning, the hole in it. I mean, yeah, it's not real. But it's a painted backdrop. But it's all like the opening thing, like where the thing shows up like on the screen and like burns away and stuff. How they did that is they put trash bags, like black trash bag, inside of a fish tank, and they filled that fish tank up with like fake smoke and then did the outline in a flammable liquid and set it on fire. And
oh, that's cool.
Like all of the visual effects in that movie, like as someone who admires like haunts, like when you go to spooky houses and all the makeup and all the artistry that goes into that, like I love that shit. So movies that do it where it's all man-made, all real stuff, so much better.
And The Exorcist is like conspiracy wise, a cursed movie because so many actors died shortly after that movie was filmed. I think like 9 actors died from that movie in like horrific ways.
Was it
ways.
That movie or was it The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
No, it has in quotations The Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
Saying that 9 actors died shortly after The Exorcist. Okay, we need to get into the next segment. It's already 7:37. Okay.
You want to go into the spooky shit this week?
Let's do it. Like you do cryptids and then we can go into movie plots.
Well, what's the time sitting at right now?
7:37.
No, I'm talking recording time.
22 on this segment.
And the first segment was?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably a lot. That's the me theme song from the Wii.
Yes. I was confused at what you were doing.
Oh, he was just bouncing along to the me theme.
Along. Yeah, it kept playing in my head.
There you go.
All right. Now for a cryptid of the week. Featuring the main man, DK. His idea. Beautiful idea. Love cryptids.
It was. So we're going to continue on since it is the second full week of October now. We're going to continue on with our Oklahoma cryptids. And this week, we're going to transcend into the spiritual realm
of
by taking this to a little bit of a native cryptid, if you will. This week, I want to talk about little people. And no...
Not
the
Apaches.
Little people of America that we talked about, I don't know how many episodes ago.
The ones you're terrified of.
Yeah, that I am terrified of. But we're going to talk about the Native American little people, if you will.
That sounds even worse.
I mean, it kind of does, but...
tiny Apaches.
We're going with it.
Tiny Cherokees everywhere.
Hey, man, you're saying this, I'm not. So, now, the idea... little people in a cryptid sense can be used to explain a lot of different cryptids based from European ideologies. That would be, you know, dwarves and fairies and things of like that. So it is something that didn't necessarily come when white people came to America, but it definitely had an influence on the ideology. I mean, everyone has always
brought over the little people.
Well, I mean, it's like
so wiped out the Native Americans.
All races, is race the right word for it? All cultures have a little, like a story similar to little people. Like they all have a way to explain it. Like, but yeah. This is just the native version of it.
A movie plot where like it's like you thought the Native Americans were wiped out by pox blankets, but they open up a pox blanket, it's a tiny person wrapped up in a blanket.
But it's weird. So the Cherokees pronounce the name the Yunwi Jun Stagi or Stiga. Sorry.
Stiga.
Yunwi Jun Stiga. Is how it pronounces, and it literally translates to little people. It also, it's just weird. It's Cherokee. The Cherokee language is hard to.
Don't call little people by this name.
No, you can. If it's little, I mean, I feel like I'm just rambling at this point without even getting into it. So we're just gonna get into it. All right,
just get into it.
Yeah, just gonna get into it. The Yunwi Junsti. Or little people, is a race of small humanoids, nature spirits, sometimes referred in English as dwarfs or fairies. They usually inhabit, they're usually invisible, but sometimes reveal themselves as miniature child-sized people. Little people are benevolent creatures who frequently help humans in Cherokee stories, but they have magical powers that are said to and are said to harshly punish people who are disrespectful or aggressive towards them. Okay. So if you're cool to little people, they're not going to mess with you.
They're going to take Jake out real quick.
What?
They'll take Jake out real quick.
They'll take Jake out real quick.
I'm tiny enough. They'll take me on as a member.
And so it's been, like I said.
Except me, brother.
When through a lot of information that I found was relating more in the areas of like Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida, where the Cherokees really were before the Trail of Tears. But there are definitely instances where they came with them as they came here. this is a, so this guy, his name is S.W. Ross. He was a Cherokee Indian writer, and he was born in 1871.
He's old.
He's very old. He's actually, he's not living
he's anymore. Still, I was gonna be like, he's still alive.
but impressive.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Mm-hmm. He was a writer for the Oklahoman, like okay. the Oklahoma pub, like
yeah.
Oklahoma newspaper. Writers. And in,
I meant a horse rider. In
1973, he wrote a short story, like a short article on it. And I pulled some stuff from this article and a couple of other different, like firsthand experiences. Like you don't get this on photo. You don't get photos of little people. You just don't. Like it's
they find it offensive.
In the tribe, you respect them. If you go into the forest, you give them offering. If you have interaction with them, you don't talk about it. You don't. Hmm. Because a lot of times when you while I don't necessarily subscribe to the whole idea of a lot of weird occult stuff, I do have a reverence for like native spirituality. So I was a little bit on the fence talking about this because that's one thing.
They're very respectful of anything they believe in.
Like you don't really share your experiences with little people because that makes little people vengeful and then they will come back and get you after the fact. So If you guys don't hear from me in the next week and a half, you know what happens.
I mean, any of us at this point, how many times have I already made fun of them?
So,
I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You're going to live on.
S.W. Ross wrote this, January 17th, 1973 is when this was published in the Daily Oklahoman.
Wait, when was he born?
He was born in 1871. Oh, sorry. I had a moment of dyslexia. 37, not 73.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was like, dang.
This article was written in 1937. And okay. It's just a little short write up. And this is from S.W. Ross. This is written from the perspective of S.W. Ross. Okay.
Spooky music in the background.
Ooh, pretty much.
Spooky scary.
There are red-skinned fairies just as there are dwarfs and pixies of lighter hue. Although the legends and gods of the Indians are well known, it remained for a worker on the writer's project near Tulsa to unearth fairy Indian lore. This is what he said. So as far as is known, the Cherokee tribe is the only one which had fairy stories to tell around the campfire. That's not necessarily true. There, the Navajo talked about it, but this is from this guy. So as is known, the Cherokee tribe is the only one in which had fairy stories to tell around the campfire. They probably learned these stories from the Scots who mingled and married into the tribes generations ago. But the tales were told, and even a spot in Oklahoma where the little people live. And I actually was by it today.
Ooh.
3 miles south of Salina, Oklahoma, over here in Mays County, on a country road leading to Locust Grove, there is a small unnamed creek at the foot of a high range of rocky bluffs. The Grand River flows a few hundred yards to the west, and in this tiny valley was a beautiful grove of locust trees, which gave the name Locust Grove to Locust Grove. High on the surrounding bluffs and atop those which extend down to the river about a mile, this is the only place in Cherokee Nation where the fairies of Indian legend made camp in Oklahoma. In Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia, there were many villages occupied by little people. This is where they brought the information from them when they moved along the Trail of Tears. And these were always hidden, like these little villages were always hidden in like mountains, in valleys, away from any type of civilization, because that's just what the little people don't want to be bothered. And when the Cherokees moved here to Locust Grove, to where they pretty much are now, a band of them came with them. Now it's said that to catch a glimpse of one of these, you have to be with an old native, someone, a medicine man, someone who's been around, who still believes in that tribe, the tribal beliefs that the tribe does. And this is a little story, like I said, this guy wrote from 1973 or 1937. A pale face and an Indian were fishing recently in the Grand River when a boulder came rolling down the bluffs. The native man looks to the pale face, the white man, and says, "We need to move on." The little people want us to move here. The fish are for them. The pale face glanced at the top of the cliffs and saw nothing. Only the cliffs. That's what it was. So it's like one of those things where you have to take it at face value from natives. Like we'll never necessarily see it.
Right.
I mean, unless you are inundated with that. It's an experience we'll never have. One that I kind of would like to have, but at the exact same time, it's very scary. So, God dang it, I keep hitting too many buttons.
You got so much on that list. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I went into it.
On yeah, you have like, like an essay.
I mean, that's what this is supposed to be, is it not?
Yeah, yeah. Like, no. I like it. I love it. I'm just impressed by it.
So, do the little people exist? That's the easiest, the argument we're at right now. Like, we don't.
Want to say whether it does or does not. Because, again, like you said, I respect the fact that Native Americans have such respect for the land and resources that even if it's not true, like, that idea of like respect the resources, like, it's kind of like, even if it wasn't little people, it's like, this is nature's way of showing like, hey, like, don't be here. And that's how they perceive it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have great respect for that. I mean, if respect it.
So here's a couple of got an eye itch that I can't talk.
I feel like a lot of that probably, like, if I was going to go down the route that they weren't real, it was probably something that an elder told the children, say, hey, these people, this is their area. As long as you respect their area, respect their resources, respect their land, then they'll only do good things for you. But if you disrespect the land, disrespect the resources, only bad things will happen to you. And that's in my mind probably how that went on. But again, either way, train's coming, but I respect what they say.
So the real question at this point is, we've talked about them. I've given you a little bit of anecdotal evidence from 1937, but I've got a couple of more pieces of evidence that
hit me with it.
While it is, you know,
metaphorically, not physically,
just punch you right with my phone. So do these evidence exist? Do the little people exist? There's little evidence that they do exist. It just,
if you're white, yeah.
But in the 1830s at this point in time.
At all points in time.
In Coshocton, Ohio, a graveyard was unearthed that contained skeletons belonging to a pygmy race. The graves in this cemetery were just 3 feet long, and that was one. That was
probably people that
entire cemetery of people that are 3 feet
tall. Yeah.
It could be a lot of birth defects. It could be a cemetery for birth defects.
It could be a children's cemetery. Well, it could be like a group of people that, I mean,
could be a pet cemetery.
But it could have been one of those situations where, you know, you keep it in the family type thing. And a community grew up, and when you have a very shallow gene pool, then you have a huge amount of the exact same problems happening.
I talked about that with the human race.
Really? It is true.
There's only so many genes that can be in the human race.
I keep scrolling too many. Okay. Here's another little piece of
a little nibble for you guys.
Author Mary Joyce wrote a book called The Cherokee Little People Were Real. In her book, she states that she is proof of their existence. Her book presents some of the information uncovered during the construction of the campus of the Western Carolina University near Sylva, North Carolina in the 1930s. Joyce's interest in the Cherokee Little People began when she interviewed the late Walter Middleton. It's another name, but whatever. In that interview, Middleton told her about finding little tunnels in the clay soil when they started the foundations of the buildings. This is for the school, like little tunnels all through the clay. Middleton described the tunnels as being arched and a few feet high. The workers at the construction site also found small bones and a small skull, which had wisdom teeth, indicating that it was an older person.
Because they don't develop until later.
They don't develop until 12, 13?
Also found by the campus property where they were believed to be two Indian mounds. However, the old timers say that those were just piles of dirt from digging the tunnels.
whatever.
Another little piece of tidbit for you. To classify little people, there's actually different types of little people as well. Cindy Thorington Haggerty of Indian Heritage says that little people are classified into three groups: the dogwood people, the laurel people, and the rock people. She says that the dogwood people are kind and always doing good things for people. These are the ones that when you're in the woods that like a lot. If you're lost,
they help guide you
back home. They get you back safe.
Lovely people.
Yeah. Then you have the Laurel people, which are the ones who are always playing tricks, being mischievous. Not necessarily mean, shitters, but the ones like you misplace something.
Like this, like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, like the one you lose something, you can't ever find it again. That's a Laurel. That's
they keep on stealing my socks. I swear to God.
Then the
or
rock
you just leave people. Them at people's houses. One
or two. Yeah, the rock people are the mean and malevolent spirits. The ones that
can you smell their cooking?
Yeah, they don't want you being here. They do not involve yourself with them. If you like. Once you did, it's too late. Like, you just avoid it.
I hope they asked them for their name and they just didn't give them these names. Oh, yeah, fucking rock people over there. Rude.
Lula Al, a Cherokee older, told us about growing up in the koala boundary of the eastern band of the Cherokee Indians. Yeah, I know the name.
We have koalas here.
Koalas.
Q-U-A-L-L-A.
Okay, that's fair.
It's koala, not koala, koala. Not,
yeah. Koala.
Oh, it's koala?
Koala.
Oh.
She was of the Eastern Some band antics. Of the Cherokee Indians in Cherokee, North Carolina. She said she and her mother would go into the forest to gather chestnuts, berries, and greens, and her mother would always caution her to watch for the little people. Because the mean ones might do something bad. Lula said I'd never seen a little person, but she minded her mother and kept a keen eye as she was gathering in the forest.
And I said, watch Jackass.
Exactly. Another researcher, Lamar Marshall, was hiking some Cherokee trails in the forest one day using his handheld GPS. All of a sudden, he felt like he was tripped, like something straight up tripped him.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
He lost his GPS in a small creek, never found it again. Like, in a very tiny, like, you don't lose, like, said, and yeah. His thing was little people. Now, I'm gonna wind it up, just wind it down, and then we can talk about it a little bit if you want. Some tribes believe that in order to keep little people happy, you should leave a gift for them, the little people, before entering the forest. Anytime you go in.
To make me happy, too.
Leave a gift. Anytime you come out, leave a gift as you made it through safe passage. Just part of it. Jerry Wolf, another elder of the Eastern Band of Cherokees, told him that it is important to always sprinkle tobacco on the ground as you enter the forest.
Oh, yeah, payment. Just give them addictions, too.
Well, I mean,
tobacco itself is not an addiction.
Yeah,
it's the pure nicotine. Tobacco plant, yeah.
But, I mean, you also have to remember how much is tied back to tobacco amongst the native tribes as well.
I mean, yeah, peace pipe.
Yeah, exactly. It's, there's something... Like, I don't know if I've never, I mean, I like to, I use little people. Like, I mean, not use, I don't mean,
I don't use mean like that.
I mean, that's problematic.
I use that excuse. Like, there are mm-hmm. times where things happen. You don't know how to explain it.
It's you can't say people. That anywhere else. Like, you can't say that in the North. Be like, oh, little people.
But it's, I don't know. It's something that, like I said, when I talk, like, when I get on the native stuff, it's more... It's a lot easier for me to believe in little people than it would be for me to believe in the Oklahoma octopus on the scale of what we're talking about here.
I could see that.
I can believe in a Oklahoma octopus.
A Oklahoma octopus.
And
Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma octopi, motherfuckers.
But
Semantics.
Whatever.
But no, so this is one that I do, like, I wholeheartedly believe in a lot of the Cherokee traditions, a lot of the Cherokee beliefs. And this is one that it's not hard for me to believe in little people. It's hard. It's a lot harder for me to believe in Oklahoma octopus. It's quite simple for me to believe in little people.
Also Oklahoma octopus, like, you know, the biological status of octopi. So it's just like, I don't see this happening.
But this one, like, it's very cool. I'm excited to continue on. Like I said, next week I got another Cherokee.
So happy. So ready for it.
A tribal cryptid, if you will. But I think that kind of wraps it up on this week's
Tales from the Cryptid.
Or Tales of the Cryptid, I don't know. But yeah, that's where we're at. What do you think on it, Cameron? What are your thoughts on the little people?
Yeah, how do you like little people? Careful. you can't say they're not real.
Spiritually, I believe in spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I could see that.
Protectors of the forest, man.
Yeah.
And also, like, every culture kind of has an idea of an invisible little race that's, like, either mischievous or good or bad.
What is it in Kodama? They're from Spirited Away. Yeah, Spirited. No, not Spirited Away. Princess Spirit Mononoke. Princess Mononoke. No, it is Spirited Away. Okay. It's one. No, it's one of the Hayao Miyazaki films. But I mean, like I said, all cultures have forest spirits. They just do. Like either to
There's a Northern European one that's a Hulda folk. Mm-hmm. And they're the same kind of the same thing, like little mist, like you don't disturb their land or else they'll
fuck hold the fuck up.
That's where they got like, oh, hold the fuck up.
So, but yeah, like the fact that it's such a cultural phenomenon through all cultures, it's one that I definitely hold some sort of reverence to, mm-hmm. like just because it might not necessarily be the Cherokee little people or the Scots and little people or the Russian little people, but it is little people all the same.
Yeah. So and there's just unexplained things that happen that you're like, well, I mean, you could chalk it up to, oh, well, that just happened. Or you could believe in the little
people. Remember we talked about last week? What if?
What?
Just enjoy the what if.
Yeah, just enjoy the what if, honestly.
Like, if you don't believe in it, just enjoy the story. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the
And
culture.
What if you subscribe to Patreon to check out our Off the Rails?
Yeah, I think you should do it. Honestly, not even just a what if.
On Off the Rails.
Yes. So thank you for tuning in.
whatever.
From the Tales of the Cryptids. Tune in next week. We'll have another one. And we'll have some more. We'll have another top 10 list. Yeah. I'm not going to say what it is until next week.
Yeah. Ooh.
And, you know, follow us on all the social medias. And
Absurdity69.
Email us.
Nice.
At absurdity325@gmail.com.
I don't know what you're going to email us, but go ahead and email us.
Email us.
If you want, you can join our Discord. I have the link put on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm, saw that.
If you want really shitty health advice, send us an email, and I'll give you really bad health advice.
If you want advice on anything, send us an email, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Listen, it's not going to be good advice.
Oh, no. It'll be advice. I'm not saying it's going to be good advice.
Yeah, just advice.
It's going to be horrible advice, but it will be advice.
But we will give it to you.
But we'll give it to you. You'll get our inputs on it. Yeah. And we're three unlike-minded people. We'll have a different
point of view from each of us.
Exactly. So if you want to do that, send us an email. That took a weird turn that I wasn't expecting. So
you're welcome.
Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
Late tonight.
Let's do the movie shit in
Off the Rails.
Off the Rails, yeah.
Okay.
I feel bad for teasing it and then be like, oh well.
Now you gotta pay to have it.
Now it's locked behind a paywall.
Yeah.
A $1 paywall. It's really like a pay step.
A pay pebble.
It's a pay ledge.
A pay curb, yeah.
Google! Shut up! I said, how do you want to make bread?
By setting up a Patreon. That's how you make that bread, baby.